somewhere, sometime, way out west, between the cliffs and the prairie, under the bright sun at high noon, and the dim light of the full moon, a man walks alone, a drifter, a no-name, a true legend of the frontier, a man so laid back, he could nap on horseback, known across the land as the laziest gun in the West. Was he real, or was he a folktale, born of some collective desperation to relax amidst the wild chaos? Nothing more than a shadow on the plains and a faint whistling through the sagebrush.
Thank you. Stranger, partner with sleepy eyes. Take off that sombrero, partner. Just close your
Now gather round, cowpokes, and listen up to the story I'm about to tell you. If you're lucky, or maybe if you ain't, this story might just save your rave. Cause the story I'm about to tell you right here, this here's the story of the time that Chili the Kid crossed paths with the sneakiest, slimiest outlaw to ever roam the festival frontier. You see, it was Friday evening at the campout, and Chili was minding his own business, enjoying the effects of Dr. Nostrum's patented ketotonic, a guaranteed hole or your money back. Eyes closed, drifting them astral planes, vibrating. When all of a sudden, he felt a strange, wet feeling deep down in his tuchus. He opened his eyes to try to find out what was going on down in his nethers, but all he could see was the dark outline of a man in a fedora set off against the swirling, fractured, well, you know how that goes, folks. Chili tried to sit up, but seeing as how he'd left his body, that didn't go so well. So, he did just about what he could in that situation. Let go of his corporeal self and disintegrate into the universe. He felt himself drift further out, way further than he'd ever been before. Too far? Who's to say, cause old Chili didn't have much of a say in the matter. It felt like an eternity had gone by, and by the time he had a body again and could look at his watch, he'd lost 5 hours. Chili staggered to his feet and looked down, only to realize he'd lost his lunch all over the front of his Naugahyde onesie, and his back door was swanging wide open. He stumbled back to his tent to find the flap open, his worldlies tossed about, and worst of all, his satchel of patent medicines had up and vanished. In its place was a playing card, the Deuce of Spades. He realized he'd been hit hard by the Illinois Ketamine Anima Bandit. Chili broke camp, saddled up his pony, and hit the dusty trail in search of his stash and the man what took it. He missed the whole rest of the weekend. Everyone said it turned out to be the best hootenanny of the decade. And folks, that brings us to the moral of this here story. If you're gonna climb down into that hole, make sure you've got a partner to watch your backside. Else I might have to tell your story here around the campfire someday. Thank you.
'Cause you're going home, going home. Just a lonesome whistling wind blowing through the trees. That's all you need for company, 'cause you're going home.
Wherever you go, that's Marlboro Country. Marlboro Country is everywhere.
Across this great wide land, no matter where you roam, you're bound to end up home, going home, going home.
Come to Marlboro Country. Marlboro Country, a good smoke at the end of a working day.
You've been moving hard since sunup through a long and dusty day. The cattle stop their moving round, things begin to settle down. Seems like town a million miles away. 40 miles up riding to the end of a working day. You settle back as shadows run to catch that big red setting sun, the evening of a Marlboro Country day.
Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
There. Hi there. I'm Wrangler Wolf from the Happy Valley Ranch.
Morning.
Just brought the buggy down to town to pick up some young folks, just like you. They're gonna visit out the ranch for a spell. Come on and join us. They're just getting off now. Now, kids, hop on the buggy and let's get out to the ranch for sunset. Ladies, would you lead the boys off?
What's the next one? What's the next one?
You cowhands sure look happy tonight. What's the special, Tex?
Sonny, I will be playing Ponderosa for me.
Hey, Sam, how about Ponderosa?
Play Ponderosa for me.
Ponderosa.
Seems every time we get together, someone wants to hear Ponderosa.
I would appreciate it if you would perform Ponderosa.
Ben, hey Ben, how about Ponderosa?
Seems every time we get together, someone wants to hear Ponderosa.
Guess your mood will have to wait, Joe.
Convertible. heading west?" I asked. He nodded. I climbed in and he floored it, racing towards the distant horizon.
stopping.
I had to stop. We almost hit that steer.
No, partner, we can't stop here. This is Marlboro Country.
What?
You want to spend the rest of your life wandering desert smoking? Drive, get us out of here. Go, go, go.
A dry blanket, hot cup of coffee, a good smoke. Wherever you go, that's Marlboro Country. The simple things mean a lot out here. Come to where the flavor is. Marlboro Country is everywhere.
The place you left a thousand nights behind.
Out here in Marlboro Country. Heading for the high country. Marlboro Country is everywhere.
There's a new snow and good hunting up there.
Out here, the only smoke they smoke is Marlboro.
Up in the Marlboro Country.
From Manhattan towers to towering pines. Marlboro Country is everywhere.
Come where the flavor is.
Anywhere in the land.
Come to Marlboro Country.
From east to west, north to south. From the lakes to the Rio Grande. And the rest of the country, too.
Where there's a man, there's a Marlboro. You get a lot to like with a Marlboro. Filter, flavor, lift.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of a man is he?
I'm a guy.
Why, Marlboro?
I forget where I am. What time it is. I even forget to eat.
Get a lot to like with a Marlboro. Filter, flavor, lift up.
You don't forget to smoke, though. I always smoke.
Where there's a man.
What kind of a man is he? This man smokes Marlboro cigarette. Why Marlboro?
It's a lot of cigarette.
You like to smoke, too.
Sure.
This man smokes Marlboros. You like to smoke, too.
Cigarette, you need a lot.
Flavor suits me fine.
It's a cigarette with plenty of flavor.
And flavor, the kind you can taste. The flavor seems right to me. You like to smoke, too.
A cigarette's good company.
You like to smoke, too.
Sure do.
This man smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of a man is he?
I even forget to eat.
Why Marlboro?
It's a cigarette.
Well, it's got everything I like. Smoke, too.
Yes, I do. Yet you really get the flavor.
Good for a man to do once in a while. This man smokes Marlboros.
Would you recommend Marlboro to your friends? I already have.
Marlboro 100s. The extra long cigarette that's long on new Marlboro 100 flavor. Long cigarette. Marlboro, Marlboro Country. Flavor long all the way. Flavor long, extra long cigarette. Marlboro Longhorns. Marlboro 100s. Come to Marlboro Country. Extra long.
Extra long. Extra long. Extra long.
Big gold pack. Extra long. Long cigarette. Extra long cigarette. Marlboro Longhorns. New Marlboro 100s in the big gold pack. Extra long cigarette. Big gold pack.
Extra long cigarette. Longhorns.
Come to Marlboro Country.
Thank you.
Now, before we say goodnight, I'd like to thank everybody for being here.
I'll tell you this, Paul, that practicing thing near hopping it, hopping it, scaffold off.
Oh, come on.
It's too late for you two to start that routine. Pop, will you wind things up with our favorite?
Yeah, Pop, please.
It's my favorite. I'll be glad to.
Where I wish. Is the wide open space built by the hand of the man? Where I worship is the wide open spaces, and he has given it to you and me for all the world to see. There are no doors, no bars. All men are free. There in the air, like a joyous prayer, this is your country. This is your home. Keep its splendor and guard its glory. It's a song of freedom rising from the valley to the hilltops, and it never, never stops. And all the birds in the wing are like a choir. You can hear them sing, "You're free. You're free." And you give thanks for making the eyes of your heart see the heritage given to you.
Thank you for coming
to me. So in your heart, take a good look. If you follow the good book, you're sure to find your reward. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces. By the hand of the
good knowing he's out there, the kid, taking her easy for all us Raiders. Shoot, I sure hope he makes the afters. Things seem to have worked out pretty good for old Chili. That was a pretty good set, don't you think? I guess that's the way the whole darn down-tempo comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations. Re-recording records. Across the samples of time until... Oh, look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Till next time, see you out on the trail.
Thank you.